This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The last two coal-fired power plants in New England are set to close by 2025 and 2028, ending the use of a fossil fuel that supplied electricity to the region for more than 50 years. The decision to close the Merrimack and Schiller power stations, both in New Hampshire, makes New England the second region in the country, after the Pacific Northwest, to stop burning coal. Granite Shore Power, the owner of the coal-fired power plants, agreed to a settlement that the Schiller power station would not run after December 31st of next year, and that the Merrimack power station would cease operations no later than June 2028. After shutting down, the plants will be converted to solar farms and battery units that can store electricity generated from offshore wind turbines along the Atlantic coast. In recent years, the two New Hampshire coal-fired power plants have operated only intermittently during peak periods. The settlement from Granite Shore Power had to do with the discharge of warm water from steam turbines into a nearby river without cooling the water first to match the natural temperature, thereby killing aquatic life and spurring algal blooms. Coal use for electricity generation has dropped precipitously in the U.S. as natural gas and renewable energy sources like wind and solar have become less expensive. Coal produced only about 17% of American electricity in 2023. Analysts say the coal industry is in sharp decline also because coal is the dirtiest fossil fuel, accounting for 59% of carbon emissions from electricity in 2021, although it generated less than a quarter of the electricity produced in the U.S. that year. Analysts say that coal-fired power plants survive on the backs of ratepayers despite their inefficiencies. They are effectively subsidized. E-commerce giant Amazon has opened its first Montana logistics facility at a Missoula area operation. The cavernous 71,000-square-foot building is just northeast of Y, where U.S. Highway 93 splits off I-90 en route to Kalispell. Amazon said the company has hired about 100 employees at the site, not counting delivery drivers who technically work for independent contractors. Amazon is processing between 6,500 and 7,000 packages a day already at the Missoula facility, with the capacity to expand. Mabel Funderburk, Amazon's site leader in Missoula, said the operation is currently sending out nearly 3 dozen delivery loads a day, largely serving the customers within a 50-mile radius of the Missoula Amazon warehouse. Unlike the company's larger fulfillment centers, which stock items that haven't yet been purchased by customers, the Missoula facility is geared toward the logistics of transferring regional shipments arriving in large trucks to local delivery vans that carry orders the final miles to customers' doorsteps. That's called the last mile delivery. The floor workers who move and sort packages in the Missoula area facility are paid $17 to $19 an hour. Wind turbines check many eco-friendly boxes. They provide clean energy, they're a straightforward technology, and they're powered by the plentiful resource of wind. But they can also be noisy. So designers on a mission to make wind turbines quieter turn to none other than the owl, an animal whose silence is its superpower. The tech company Biome Renewables is using the feathery fringe on the back edge of an owl's wing as a model for a quieter wind turbine. The fringe on the back edge of an owl's wings dampens the flapping sound and breaks up the wind. In addition to reducing noise disturbances, the quieter technology could help boost energy output because of its efficient design. The sound-deadening technology, dubbed Feather Edge, debuted in a renewable energy wind turbine installation last summer, and Biome Renewables is working with developers to roll out turbines across the U.S. and Europe this year. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.